This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Guy, I want to get your opinion on this because you are the resident gym goer.
Yes, I can lift a lot.
And nobody said that. I just said you go to the gym. You added that. Go ahead, talk about your biceps now.
No, I'm not doing that.
Right. No, but there's a gym in Australia who's making headlines because they have banned all videotaping inside the gym.
You know, I actually saw this, and I saw the majority of people going off about it, saying it's ridiculous. How can you do that? Blah, 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 worldwide.
Well, and I get there are some reasons to videotape, you know, if people are doing it for social media content or even to go back and look and make sure, you know, they're doing their exercises right and stuff like that. But the gym is saying you're kind of taking away the privacy of everybody else at the gym. And at this particular gym, the gym owner is saying we have a lot of high-end celebrities. There are some judges. There are some, you know, famous people that go there that probably don't want to be videotaped when they're sweaty. And I get that.
You know, might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm sort of with you. I have no problem with this gym owner. It's his business. He can do what he wants, banning videoing, because me personally, I don't actually like going to the gym. I do it because I've got time to do it. It makes me feel better after I've done it. And I just get in, get out. I don't dress up. I look like trash. And there's always people dressed to the nines,
right,
videoing themselves, taking too long on the machines. Just, they look like they're there for the show. And it annoys me. So I would rather go to a gym that has this law in place, get my workout done, not worried about people filming everywhere, and you might be part of that film accidentally and get out.
Well, and the gym owner even says, you know, this is kind of a safety hazard because everywhere I, like, used to look, there were tripods set up. If somebody trips over a tripod, that's a safety hazard. And for me, like, gym intimidation is real.
Yeah.
Like, even walking into a gym, let alone walking into a gym and knowing that people might be videoing, that's like next level intimidation. So I'm all for it.
I am too. I'm with you. And people get obnoxious at the gym. It's like their testosterone gets too high. I see arguments in the gym all the time. And I see arguments over this. Videoing and taking too long because you're videoing. It's a place of privacy that benefits your physique and mental health. And you want to do something to yourself. Got no issue. Don't know why people are exploding about this.
So we want to see, what are your thoughts if your particular gym you were going to decided to ban all videoing? Would you be okay with it, or would this be a problem for you?
Yeah, let us know. I'd love to hear from you. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. Well, a gym in Australia has caused worldwide outrage because they banned all videoing. But Kelly and I are both in agreement that we actually like this.
I mean, not that I go to the gym that often,
but you go more than you think.
Here's the thing. For me, like, gym intimidation, I'm already intimidated going into the gym as it is. I don't want to be in the background of somebody's video.
Right. Videoing in the gym infuriates me. People doing it all the time. I like to get my workout in, get out in privacy. But the 626 here says, filming the gym doesn't bother me. I look at it as them trying to help somebody else get fit, which is important.
Yeah, but I feel like there's other ways to do that.
I agree.
Or maybe, you know, I don't know. Just when you're there and there's other people, now what you're doing is infringing on everybody else.
I see fights in the gym all the time because of people filming and taking too long on the equipment, and they're all self-centered and narcissistic and weird.
Yeah, do your workout, get in, get out. Rob, what do you think?
Think of liability, because there's your insurance. If the person sets up the thing up there and someone trips over, the owner is liable for it.
Right.
So there's liability. So yeah, I agree. Don't set it up because I believe in privacy also. I'm retired military.
Yeah, I feel like this should be implemented in more places than just the gym. Like, no videoing.
I think our
videoing has got a little out of control.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I understand freedom of speech, but I also agree on privacy.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thank you for your service, Rob. Appreciate you. 949 weighed in. This is, yeah, what I'm thinking too. I'm against videoing in the gym. The last thing I need is to be in the background becoming a meme or going viral. Yeah, like I trip in the background and I think, oh, okay, good. Nobody saw that. No, now millions of people saw it because you put it on TikTok.
And I look like trash at the gym. I could be an ugly viral person going around as a meme. 951, no videos in the gym. Stroke your vanity at home, not in public. You know, most people agree with us here, but if you look at the viral article, most people are outraged at
right.
he's actually doing this.
Well, and he did say that at this particular gym in Australia, there were a lot of celebrities. So maybe they were, you know, social media famous because they did videos like this, like workout videos. But if that's the case, I feel like, I don't know, don't you have your own gym at home that you're recording at?
That's what I would have thought. I like this business owner. It's his business. He can do what he wants, and he says enough's enough.
Yeah. You can weigh in now. Give us a call or text us, 888-431-3764.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.